Wire services carried the news, and the event was noted in newspapers as geographically diverse as the Los Angeles Times and the London Times. Three pieces of meteorites, believed to have come from Mars, would be auctioned in New York City. 3 or 4 years ago, Martian rocks such as these might have brought $50 a gram, but with new speculation that there may once have been life on Mars, prices have been soaring. NPR's Margot Adler reports that one auction house believed that a collection of rocks from Mars might even bring a few million dollars.
When NASA scientists said last summer they'd found signs of possible life in some Martian rocks found in Antarctica 12 years ago, the price of meteorites from Mars began skyrocketing. Perhaps 20,000 meteorites have hit the Earth. Of those, many scientists believe only 12 have come from Mars, something we've only known since the Viking mission analyzed soil data. Many collectors have pieces of these meteorites, and there are a number of museums with substantial collections. This collection was billed as the best and largest in private hands. Arlen Ettinger is the president of Guernsey's Auction House, a company known for unusual sales. It once auctioned an ocean liner. Ettinger says he became fascinated when last summer NASA scientists announced their discovery.
Who hasn't sat on a nice hilltop in the summertime and looked up at the stars and wondered what's out there or what it all means? And certainly this was giving some clues to the answers to those questions.
And so he found a man who had a collection of three distinct types of Martian meteorites. The owner of the rocks remained unidentified. Robert Hutchins, a specialist from the Natural History Museum in London, was brought in to authenticate the minerals. He was asked if any of these rocks might harbor signs of possible life.
I think two of them may be worth looking at again.
Previewing these rocks at the Armory on Park Avenue was an odd experience. The three rocks were each in separate cases, propped on velvet, looking like, well, rocks. A bit of sparkle, not much more. The catalog was beautiful, with many pictures of Mars. It cost $20 and was necessary for admission to the auction. The auction room was filled with the press. The entire world had taken interest, but there seemed to be few real bidders passing through. A man from Long Island, there with his son, said he already owned a piece of Martian rock.
My son's with me, and I said, gee, Dad, maybe we ought to bring our piece and put it on the block. And he said, no way, Dad, you're not selling it. So
when you purchased it, how much did you purchase it for?
I believe it was around $500 or $600 a gram at the time, so you can imagine.
How big is this piece?
The piece I own, I think, is about 12 grams.
Another man has come with his two sons.
We came last night, and the gentleman was nice enough to let my son touch one of the Mars rocks. And we were guaranteed that he was the only six-year-old who had ever touched these rocks.
His six-year-old says he'll pay his life savings, $123 for the rocks, but the auction begins at $500,000.
Tonight, $500,000 to open the bid, bidding at $500,000.
As the auction begins, 17 TV cameras roll. The room is filled with journalists, desperate and often unsuccessful at finding non-journalists to interview. There are a bunch of collectors and other interested people, but very few people holding up white cards. The actual auction lasts 1 minute and 22 seconds.
$1 million is the bid on the far phone at $1 million against the room, and $1 million won the next bid. Advancing to $1,200,000. Is there any advance? Okay, having not met the minimum that was set on these...
When it was over, Arlen Ettinger said he expected a museum or other institution to buy the rocks within a couple of weeks, but he looked somewhat stunned as he parried this question by a reporter.
What if the rock is just not worth it?
What is worth what? You know, something is worth what someone will pay for it.
And you think they'll pay for it?
I think... If I were a gambling man, I'd think within the next few weeks they will be sold.
After the auction, collectors milled around and argued. The Long Island collector thought the collection would go for $7 million, but a freelance writer from Denver was more down to earth.
Again, I think it's sort of kitsch value. It's people getting caught up in all the hype, and the person who owns these specimens was clever and timed it well and played off of that, but there is no way these stones are worth that, and I'm not surprised that when it came to actually shelling out the money, no one was going to do it.
But another collector said the real truth is that these minerals are undervalued.
I mean, let's face it. I mean, they don't make this stuff every day. There's only 90 pounds of it on this planet. I mean, hey, this is from the Mars. It took about 200 million years, by the way, for an asteroid to travel from Mars to here.
And so perhaps we are simply not space savvy enough to realize a rare find. A trip to Mars could be decades away and will certainly cost more than owning a piece of it. I'm Margo Adler reporting.